We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Dana Cadell. Dana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, you're doing good myself. Dana, going back to every day, he's good.
Oh, wow.
we're taking you all the way back, right?
Okay. Yeah.
How have you progressed since then?
Tremendously.
Okay.
No, you know, that song, though, you know, that song was very important to me. It was like my first introduction into, you know, the inspirational gospel arena, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it was a song that I wrote. I wrote the song with Aaron Lindsay and actually his wife, Adrian Lindsay. I brought an idea to them, and it was what I thought I needed to say, what I thought I needed to sound like, because prior to that, I was, you know, completely mainstream. Mm-hmm. And in my growth and my walk with Christ, you know, I was compelled to go the other way. And so as opposed to being what I thought I needed to do or what I thought I was supposed to be, and let's fast forward to now.
Mm-hmm.
It's who I am. You know, the music really reflects who I am as an artist, what I just do naturally, what God has just given me naturally. So if that makes sense, it's a huge difference, because I wasn't sure of how I could present what I'm given back then. But now I know this is me. This is what God gives me. This is how I'm supposed to do it. And so I'm very comfortable in that now.
The follow-up question is, how important is it to be who you are? Because I know sometimes the record company wants you to do it this way. The producer may want you to do it that way. You may feel like you are comfortable doing it this way. So how is it important to really being who you are?
As an artist, it's so important, because you have to be, well, as a person, period, you know, you have to be authentic to who you are. Eventually you're going to come out. So, you know, no matter what you try to do, if you try to be this, or I try to sound like this, or I think because, you know, this is the way things are going, so I go that way. If it's not authentically me, then it's never going to work. And people see through that eventually, you know, because you start to leak out. So I think it's very important to be that. And I'm fortunate that I am an independent artist, and I collaborate with producers and writers who are free to do what we feel, free just, you know, for the love of music. This is what we do. So I myself am in, a really great position in that way. But I have to be authentic to who I am, because I can't be anybody else but me.
I see that you have done some background vocals for Diana Ross.
Oh, whoa. That was, it was a bazillion years ago. I was a teenager, and it was actually the pre-recorded vocals for her Super Bowl
celebration. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So actually my eldest sister used to sing, and, you know, she, you know, went around with a whole bunch of like heavy hitters, and they were kind enough to let me in.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it was very exciting. We did it in the studio where Michael Jackson recorded, and it was exciting. So,
okay. Yeah. Let's talk about now. What do you have on the plate now, Dana?
Meaning as far as the record?
Yes.
The new record?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have Push. It is my debut LP, and it's got 12 tracks on it, and I have to say, it's a really great body of work. It has something for everybody. It's an album where you from start to finish, you don't necessarily, you won't want to skip a track. And I was very conscious of that because I am a music lover, and I hate to anticipate something and then, you know, have to skip this one, skip that one. I was hands-on with the sequencing, with everything. I wanted it like, you pop that thing in and ride.
Hey.
That was like, it's a good ride. It's a good uplifting, you know, it's got something for everyone. It's a feel-good record. It's all God-inspired. It's a really good project, okay. I have to say.
Let's talk about some of the songs.
Okay.
How about Happy Like Me?
Happy Like Me. Well, it's that's one of those good-feeling ones, you know, and it's basically a song. And I was going through some things, and, you know, and it speaks of, you know, you're tired of the bill collectors calling because you don't have the money to pay them. And how some people are, you know, fronting and, you know, I've got this bag, I've got this, you know, these shoes, this whatever. And, you know, I've invested all of my everything into stuff. But then when hard times come, who you call? You know, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know God, your bags and your jewelry, they're not going to help you. So it's important. It's fun. It's light. But the message is very clear. So. And it's Happy Like Me because I'm living him and he's loving me. Yeah, that song's about.
Okay. How about Sunshine?
Sunshine. Sunshine is really special to me. It was produced by Van Clayton, who is my nephew. And that's another just a good feel-good one. And sunshine of my life, you see, now I think it's going to be all right because God's my light. That's my guide. And that's what Sunshine's about. That one's really special to me, and it feels good, and it just like you're in the car, and it's a sunny day, and it's a great song.
Van Clayton also is featured on Adore.
Yes, he is. He also raps on Adore. He's also Warren Campbell's protege. So I mean, he's a very talented guy, upcoming producer, and yeah, he raps on Adore, and he's pretty good.
Okay. I see also the song So Grateful features Israel Houghton.
Yes, that was I guess I have to say it was a dream come true because it was a song actually brought to me by another writer to collaborate to a completely different track. But that track was placed and it was one of those things that I kind of kept in the back of my mind and it sat for a while. And then I thought, like, wow, what if I could do a duet with Israel? You know, I thought it. So, you know, that was my hope. And, you know, he was with it. And so we went back in the studio and myself and Eric Dawkins and Claude Deuce and Warren Campbell, we redid this whole song. And we just kind of reworked it in the way I had envisioned it for now. And Israel came in, he did his part. He also played guitar. And then Erica Campbell did background vocals. So wow. It turned out really nice. Really
wow.
Great song. Yeah. So that's a good one. That's a powerful. That's the one. It's more like, it's not praise and worship, but it kind of gives you that feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of Eric Dawkins, he's featured on Overjoyed.
Yes, he is. Yes, we did that. Look, isn't this a good album? Look, you're just lit.
Yes. Yeah. No. I see the growth. I really do see the growth, Dana.
Oh, from past interviews?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look, that's good. I'm happy. I'm happy. Thank you. That's important to me. But back to Overjoyed. Yes, it's a duet with myself and Eric Dawkins. We co-wrote the song together, and that's another Van Clayton produced song. And that one is it's kind of like you're just tired of, you know, the love played out on movie screens and you know all of this, these things that are empty, this empty love that is, you know, on here on earth. And it's like, you know, of a place, and I know there's a better place, I know it. And, you know, because I know this, I'm overjoyed about it. And that place is, you know, heaven and God's love. So it's a good one. It didn't start off as a duet, actually. It was the wee hours of the night, probably morning, in the studio. And I was writing the song, and Eric came in, and I was like, hey, why don't you write this second verse? And he was like, well, let's just write it together. And then, you know, we knock it out. And he was like, go do the scratch vocal. And I was like, I'm tired. You do it. he did it. And then I played it for my publicist. And she was like, oh, no, this is a duet. And I was like, really? And so Eric was like, let's do it. So we went back in and recorded it. And it turned out really nice.
Okay.
So that's one of those, you know, those things that you don't even expect, but is really nice in the end. Really great.
How about the song Crazy?
Oh, Crazy. That's another one. Van Clayton. That's a more upbeat song. It's just fun. And, you know, Warren Campbell's doing the hype at the end. And it's one of those things that just kind of came to me, and I wasn't quite sure about it, but everybody was like, yeah, I like this. And I was like, yeah, you know, I like it too. And so, it was, you know, I'm not crazy, but, you know, I'm crazy in love with Jesus. So that's basically what it's saying. It's kind of like a chant kind of song. Yeah, and it's fun. Okay.
You mentioned you wanted to have a fun album, an album where you could put on and just let it track, you know, go from record to record. And that's what you have. And you end up with a song called Out. A very, I guess, appropriate song. Out. Tell us about Out as you end things.
Out. And it is appropriate because it's a band. It's very exhausting, the song. But because, you know, sometimes you're in these places, in these spaces in your life, and you just need out. And, you know, you wonder, you know, can you hear me? Can you hear me crying out? You know, I need to try to figure my way out. I tried to run and hide, but I can't do that. So please, I need out, Jesus. You know, that's really what it's about. And I was in a place like that, you know, writing that song. And actually, I referred to other things that I had seen, I'm sorry, when I was writing that song. But it turns out that that song really ministered to me shortly after, because I was in that place where I needed out. And it's very convincing, I have to say, you know, the presentation of the song is very convincing, because this girl clearly needs out. And I think it'll speak to a lot of people in any situation you're in, because sometimes you just need out and you want to know, like, can you hear me? Because, you know, I don't know. Can you? So I love that one.
Dana, being a writer, and have you ever experienced what they call a writer's block?
Absolutely. Yes, I don't know if you're aware, but I've actually been quite ill for the last 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And with my illness, I get a lot of brain fog. And so I've been blocked for some time. But prior to that also, yeah, there are times when I just I've got nothing, you know. But I have to say, some of my best songs are, It's usually, I think, when it's deliberate. I'm not a deliberate writer. I can. And, you know, when there are sessions where I'm in a session and I have to. But a lot of songs just come to me in passing. Like, sometimes I'm, you know, asleep and I'll wake up and I'll just, you know, grab my voice recorder. But I think more so when I'm trying to force an issue. Yeah, I get completely blocked. So
How? Yes, I do. How can we get Push into the hands of folks? Where can they pick it up from?
iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, everywhere online you can get it. You can get hard copies at Amazon.com. It's everywhere. You can, well, don't stream it. Go buy it.
Hey.
But it is everywhere, available everywhere online, Push.
And how can folks connect with you, Dana?
I am on Facebook, Dana, DaynaCadell. Also on Twitter, Dana Cadell. On Instagram, I am Dainsky Rock. That's DAYNSKIROCK. And so you can catch me in all of those places.
Okay, Dainsky Rock.
Oh, I forgot my website, too.
Oh, okay.
www.danacadell.com.
It's our guest. Yeah, it's out of the gospel spotlight, Dana Cadell. Dana's new project is Push, Pick It Up. You'll enjoy it. You'll like it. Dana, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
It's Dana Cadell inside of the gospel spotlight.